Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 308, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto thee be glory given. In love and truth thou dost fulfill the counsels of thy sovereign will. Though nations fail thy power to own, yet thou dost reign, and thou alone. And what follows, Psalter 308, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Haggai 2. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 21, Haggai 2. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, a governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who was left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with the skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew, and with hail and all the labors of your hands. And yet ye turned not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, is yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, hath not brought forth? From this day will I bless you. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. And that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. The confession of faith, Article 21, the satisfaction of Christ, our only high priest for us. We believe that Jesus Christ is ordained with an oath to be an everlasting high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that he hath presented himself in our behalf before the Father to appease his wrath by his full satisfaction, by offering himself on the tree of the cross and pouring out his precious blood to purge away our sins, as the prophets had foretold, for it is written, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and numbered with the transgressors, and condemned by Pontius Pilate as a malefactor, though we at first declared him innocent. Therefore, he restored that which he took not away, and suffered the just for the unjust, as well in his body as in his soul, feeling the terrible punishment which our sins had merited, insomuch that his sweat became like unto drops of blood falling on the ground. He called out, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And has suffered all this for the remission of our sins. Wherefore we justly say with the Apostle Paul, that we know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. We count all things but loss and dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose wounds we find all manner of consolation. And neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God than this only sacrifice once offered, by which believers are made perfect forever. This is also the reason why he was called by the angel of God, Jesus, that is to say Savior, because he should save his people from their sins. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Helen Kluck, who received an encouraging report where the doctors have not found that the cancer has spread. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou yet granteth in this serious and solemn time that for a weekday service that the doors of thy house may have been opened, and that thou granteth opportunity insofar that it is possible, insofar that there was desire, that we may place ourselves under thy word, an eternal testimony. Then also in this day, then thou hast been mindful of us, thou hast watched over us, because if thou had not done so, then we would no longer have a place upon the earth. Then it would have become eternity. Then thou yet crowneth the earth with thy goodness, and notwithstanding all the evil and all the forsaking of thee, the mocking and the rebellion. And then at the beginning of this week, then elections have also been held. And Lord, the outcome is most perfectly known unto thee. Then we must cry out, woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head. And where there is no acknowledging of thee, and no acknowledging of sin, and no asking for repentance, and ah, Lord, when there is no repentance, then there shall be no freedom to beg of thee, that thou may yet remember us as a country. Then we may still live in the time of a half hour of silence. But we have heard in the past Sabbath day, with those angels with the trumpets to their mouth, and that when the half hour would be past, that the trumpets would sound, and that the great judgments would come upon the earth. And, O Lord, who shall live when thou doest those things? Then we remember all those that have been re-elected, that have been elected the prime minister, many in other, in different places. Then it is so necessary that they may truly receive an impression that for prosperity, then thy word needs to be our guide, and that thou wilt not be mocked. Thou art indeed long-suffering, but that patient long-suffering shall come to an end. Then also our leaders, they all have a soul. They are traveling to a never-ending eternity. They need to be saved. Then it only shall be well, and otherwise eternally lost. Impress upon all their hearts that they shall have to give an account whether they have attempted with thy help to rule over our country, according to thy holy word. The Lord, then thou wert speaking in so many ways. Wilt thou impress upon the hearts of us and our children the fearful times that we are living in, that we may be given to see it, and that we may be brought at thy footstool with a prayer that thou may yet remember us and our children. Oh, do grant that repentance and that turning unto thee from our evil and worldly ways. Wilt thou impress upon all our hearts that the time is short? Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, that the solemn times, that they may also be used in thy hand, accompanied with a message out of thy holy word, that we may be given to hasten for our life's sake, that we may be given to seek a place under those sheltering wings of Emmanuel. Then thou yet calleth unto us. Thou wast also called unto Jerusalem, as a hen her chickens, that they may receive a place under those sheltering wings. Then we have heard from the writings of our forefathers, based upon thy holy word, what it has cost thy dear Son to merit that place under those wings. Ah, Lord, when we may receive that place, then it is well for time and for eternity. It may still be declared that there is room for us and our children under those sheltering wings. And then it is so necessary that by thy Spirit, that we learn our great need, and that we can never save ourselves, but that thy dear Son has come, and his name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. Lord, in these dark times, and as we come closer to the end of the earth, for many years we could have had a confession, but then that confession shall be tested, and to that end may the prayers be multiplied. Grant a prayer for one another. Lord, may it please thee in this evening to bless thy holy word for the conversion of sinners, but also for the instruction, the edification, the comfort, and the correction of thy Zion. Bless the means of grace in the midst of the church. Bless the means of grace in the midst of the family circles, and bless thy word and our Christian school, all Lord. Do remember our school under the trying circumstances and with different thoughts. Wilt thou remember the school board when later in this evening hour they hope to meet once more? May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Grant then a prayer for one another, Lord, under all the different circumstances and thoughts, then the Satan is using the circumstances to cause division and much commotion, but wilt thou watch over us and our children? Lord, remember all the special needs. And then a mother may acknowledge thee with her loved ones, that she has received a favorable report, where the doctors, as far as they could see, that the cancer has not spread. Grant a broken and a humble heart. Wilt thou remember further, and may it make it profitable for the soul. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care with fears, with anxious thoughts waiting. We commend them all unto thee. Remember the difficulties of the body and the difficulties of the mind. Wilt thou remember our elderly ones? Wilt thou remember our care home, where another one has tested for the virus, Lord, hitherto? Then thou hast still watched over her. Wilt thou continue to do so? Wilt thou remember and uphold all the mourning widowers, widows, those that have brought children to the grave? Wilt thou remember the orphans amongst us? Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones, with those that may lovingly care for them? Wilt thou remember the family circles may love abound? Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou bless all the labors of our hands, wherever we are called to be? Then how necessary to be given to do it in true dependency. Lord, then we also need the pardoning of our sins, that so much is done in our own strength, and then it when becomes difficult, then we need thee. Wilt thou so bless the labors also on the field, that the farmers may continue to harvest their crops? Wilt thou grant protection from danger and from harm, a humble heart for what thou hast given, and also submission when thou hast withholden. Lord, wilt thou now be mindful of us in this evening hour? May it please thee to anoint us with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou open thy precious word? May it please thee to grant a good evening together. Remember all the hearers. May thy word go with power divine forth. And may all the cares of the time, may they be left outside of the church doors. Wilt thou bind the Satan? May our eyes be upon thee. And that with a deep impression unworthy, wilt thou grant a little of what that centurion has experienced in the days of old, that he felt himself so unworthy, that thou would come under his roof. But, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and thou wast promised where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 213, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. My people, give ear, attend to my word. In parables, new deep truth shall be heard. The wonderful story our fathers made known to children succeeding by us must be shown. And what follows, 213, the first four stanzas. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Zechariah 1, the verses 1 through 6, 1 through 5, 1 through 6, and we shall read the verses 2 through 5. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Our text words speak of the prophet Zechariah, or we could say an introduction to the book of Zechariah. Four thoughts. In the first place, the person of the prophet. Secondly, the time of the prophet. Thirdly, the exhortation of the prophet. And fourthly, the question of the prophet. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last time that a portion of the children of Judah, that they were given permission, even commanded, to return to the promised land. The psalmist in Psalm 106 has declared, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. They were as a people that dreamed the wonderful work of the Lord. And that is an encouragement for us and our children, because the Lord is the same. Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then we have heard that the Lord in his mercy, when they have returned, approximately 50,000, that the Lord has given two prophets, the prophet Haggai and the prophet Zechariah. Because what has taken place in the year 536 before the birth of Christ? Oh, the foundation of the temple was laid, and then we read in Ezra 3, verse 12, that the ancient men, they were weeping because they thought the temple would not be as beautiful as the temple of Solomon, but the young people were encouraged. They have heard tell so often of the temple of Solomon, and how they were given to rejoice, special tokens of the favor of the Lord. Then the church, they were busy with the things of the Lord, it is true, weeping and singing, but an exercised people. But then the enemies, when the Lord works, then the devil also works. And the devil tries to destroy everything. And he has many different ways. Because then the Samaritans, because they were not allowed to help, we have heard it last week. Then they have sent a letter to the king and telling the king that they were indeed a rebellious people, that oftentimes they have rebelled. And then a letter has come that the building must cease. What a message that must have been for those returned captives. They have come back in such a wonderful way. And now after that weeping, after that singing, then everything has come to a halt. Must have also been different thoughts among those captives that have returned. Because in Ezra 1 verse 1, there was the decree of King Cyrus. And in Ezra 4, there was that other decree. Then also among that people, there must have been some that said, we must continue because we have the decree of Cyrus. And maybe other people that said, no, a new decree has come. Thus we must hearken and we must cease. For 16 years, it has all come to a standstill. Not one stone added. And then we have told you last time, it can be a picture of the church. What a sad thing it is when in the church that for a longer or shorter time, not one lively stone is added to that spiritual temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the question is that now taking place in our life? If we think of the temple of Solomon in 1 Kings 5, then those hewers, they have went to the mountains of Lebanon. And then those cedar trees, those high and stately cedar trees, they have been felled and shaped and brought to Jerusalem. And also many stones out of the mountains. But also a picture of many a child of God, where the Lord has begun, where there was weeping, where there was singing, a word has come to a standstill. But now the Lord in his mercy, after 16 years, then he has sent two prophets to speak in the name of the Lord. First Haggai in the 6th month of the 2nd year of Darius, commanded to begin to build. And on the 24th day, they have begun. We have read a chapter, Haggai, 2 chapters concerning that building, and also because in that 16 years, the children of Judah, those captives, they have not prospered. There has come a drought, holes in their bags, hard to make a living. But then when they have begun, then the Lord has opened the heavens, we have heard it. The gold, silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. And then the Lord has granted special tokens of his favor, that they were given to obey the prophets, that they have begun building first the prophet Haggai, and then 2 months later, then the prophet Zechariah, and then he has also begun to prophesy, because we can understand for those builders that there were many fears, how often they must have looked in the distance, whether the king has sent his soldiers, that building may cease, and therefore that people, they need discouragement, they need encouragement from above, and that the Lord has given, it is a favor. Oh, it was a great favor for those captives, that the Lord has yet sent messengers from heaven to speak in the name of the Lord. Because we read in the first verse, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah. Thus the prophets in the Old Testament, they were not to bring their own message, but they were to bring the message which they have received of the Lord. When we read the Old Testament, then many times there were also those false prophets, not so many true prophets, but many false prophets. Think of the time of King Ahab, when he had a desire to go to war again, to conquer Ramoth Gilead. Oh, then there were 400 prophets that have prophesied that he would prosper. But then King Jehoshaphat does not ask whether there was not a true prophet of the Lord. And then there was a Micaiah, but he was singular, and he has prophesied that it would, that the king would not prosper. He was put into prison. Oh, think in the time of Jeremiah. He had such a trouble with those false prophets and the people. They have said, we read that in the prophet, speak unto us smooth things. Thus they'd rather have a smooth message, not the truth, than to hear a message from the living God. Ah, the true prophets of the Lord, in the first place, converted. In the second place, called. In the third place, sent. And then sent to a particular people, a particular place. Oh, also the prophet Zechariah, then he was given special words to a people under special circumstances, with many fears, with much anxiety. And now we would think for that fearful people that had so many questions, afraid that it would all come to an end, that the prophet would immediately begin with those night visions to encourage the children of Judah. But that is not what we read in the book of Zechariah. Then first, the first 6 verses, an introduction. Then the chapters 1-7 through chapter 6, 8 night visions to encourage the people. The chapters 7-8, more instruction concerning different matters. And the chapters 9-13, all concerning the prosperity and the blessing of the kingdom of the Lord. It is true, in those night visions, there is also pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the last 4 chapters, then it is more specific. In chapter 9, verse 9, a royal entry into Jerusalem. Chapter 11, verse 13, the sum of money that Judas would receive to betray his master. And then in chapter 13, verse 7, O awake, O sword, against thy shepherd, the man that is thy own fellow, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But now before Zechariah, before he comes to those night visions to encourage the distressed people, are there people that need encouragement? Oh, souls, when they hear about that foundation and where it has become so still, because in that 16 years we can understand with the wind, with the sand, that it has all been covered, can become so still in the life of the people of God. But now the prophet Zechariah, before he encourages that people, he uncovers them. When that people would have to begin, there was much work to do. Then that foundation had to be covered. Shovels, picks, what a labor it was to come to the place when that foundation was laid. And now the prophet Zechariah, he brings that people back, what they have done in former days. John the Baptist, in Matthew 3, verse 2, he has begun his preaching, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew 4, verse 19, he has begun with the same words. And then we read that the prophet has begun his message to that people that were building, of course, to all the people. Let us hope, all we would say, it could not be different, that when the fathers and the sons, when they were started to rebuild the temple, laboring every day, that there would have been wives and children on their knees asking the Lord to help those builders and to keep the enemy away, right? That is what we would expect, right? We would think it could not be different under those circumstances. How is it with us, congregation? Under difficult, trying times. And the times shall only become more difficult. What shall it be when that half hour comes to an end? Then we could agree that we would expect that with that rebuilding of the temple, that there would be sires and people on their knees, even boys and girls. May I ask you, congregation, how is it concerning the prayers for the consistory, school board? You can multiply it out. And now the prophet has said, the Lord has been sore displeased. In the original, it says, displeased with displeasure. Thus the Lord has told the prophet to bring that people back. What they have done in former days. And then the prophet did not begin with the youth when we read the Bible. Then usually the fathers were addressed and not the youth. maybe now there are some young people in this evening and think then we go a little free. But let us remember among the Jews, then a son, he became a son of the law, full responsibility, when he was 12 or 13 years old. Thus then when we read of the fathers, then it is very wide. If we think of David, he was not so old that his father said to him, "My son, I shall now make you shepherd of my sheep. You are responsible." Oh, maybe David says, "But father, do you not know there are lions and bears?" Oh, maybe Jesse has said, "Then you must ask the Lord." And we even read with that warfare with Goliath that when David was called to go to the sheep, that it was his duty to appoint a keeper. Thus, when we read, "The Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers," it is true. Fathers, not excluding mothers, they have a special responsibility in the family circles. What a text we have in the Bible that exhorts parents to instruct their children. Deuteronomy 6, the verses 6 through 9. Psalm 78, the first 7 verses. Proverbs 22, verse 6, "Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he should not depart from the same." Thus the Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers. We read concerning the children of Israel in Judges 2, verse 10, that there arose an other generation that knew not the Lord, nor the works which he had done for Israel. Thus, before a word of encouragement, then there was a word of reproof. Oh, to the children of Israel, what they have done in the past, but it does not exclude, as we hope to hear, concerning the present, "The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me." And in the third verse, even in that call for repentance, a special encouragement for the children of Israel, of course. When the Lord even speaks to a people, even when he warns and rebukes, that is still a token of the Lord's favor, that he has a mercy unto that people. Because the greatest judgment is when the Lord sends no more a prophet, when it becomes so quiet and a people is given over to themselves that they may fill the cup of wrath. Thus it was yet a favor even when a Zechariah, for the true child of God, that silence, when it seems that the Lord speaks no more, but even when the Lord comes to reprove and to rebuke, that is a sign of the loving kindness of the Lord. And now, in this reproof and this rebuke, then we read 3 times in the third verse, thus saith the Lord of hosts, and that word host, that could also be translated as the Lord of the armies. Thus then we may speak of the heavenly messengers, the angels, send for the welfare of the church. I think when Rabshakeh, King Sennacherib, has come up against Jerusalem, Hezekiah, and then in one night 185,000 were slain. Oh, the Lord of hosts, that can refer to the bodies of the sky. Do we not have in the time of Joshua that the sun and moon has stood still? Does even in that reproof, then an encouragement for the children of Judah when they have begun to rebuild the temple. They were but a feeble people. What were they against the Babylonian Empire and later the Persians and the Medes, the time that they were living in? The Lord has wonderfully brought them back, but they had no weapons, so to speak of. But now the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, everything in his hand, an almighty God. What a comfort that can be, when the Lord grants it for a child of God. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus, an uncovering preaching to the children of Judah concerning that foundation that has been laid. And when it becomes so still, of course, the Lord is sovereign, the Lord is free. How quickly he leads a child of God in the ways of grace. But when it lies so still and nothing takes place, read our old fathers, oh, they have spoken of the sovereignty of God, that he is so free, how he deals with his children. But then the old fathers have said, child of God, when it lies so still, then you must examine your heart, the reason why it is so can be. We read in Zechariah 4 verse 10, not to despise the day of small things has brought much darkness upon many a child of God. Then I hear one say, but if I was now sure that it was all of the Lord, then I would never despise it. But I have so many fears, so many questions, as so many riddles, and therefore the fear to speak. Then you must do as a Ruth. When she came back from the field of Boaz, then she did not say, Naomi, now I am converted, and I am nearly the bride of Boaz. No. She just simply told what has transpired in her life, thus despising the day of small things. Our old fathers, they have also spoken, when a child of God holds on to a certain sin, not a complete breaking, one inclined to this evil, another one to that, can fill it in. Then it can bring such a stillness in the life of a child of God. We think of the children of Judah in those 16 years. They were so busy with building beautiful houses that even when the prophet Haggai has come, then they said it is not the time. Then Haggai said, is it time to build sealed beautiful houses? Thus, to be so busy with the things of the world. What a narrow line. We are called to be diligent, but then to examine the purpose. Why are we so diligent? Can be an idol in our life that we place so above the Lord. Can be that there is a hasty laying on of hands that we are given to rest upon what we have experienced. And now the prophet Zechariah comes to that people, and then he simply says, turn ye now immediately. They were already building. Thus first the fathers in the past, and now at the present. Because in verse 4 it says, be ye not as your fathers. Turn ye now unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you. Thus the calling to repentance. And then in verse 4, be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried. Do you hear it? The prophets have cried. Ah, that people of Judah, of Israel, they seem to be so hard of hearing. Maybe they were so busy with their timely things, but the prophets have also cried because of the urgency of the matter. Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Thus the example of former generations. Our last thought, the question of the prophet, let us first sing. Psalter 254. The stanzas. Let us only sing 4 and 5. Take heed and harden not your heart, as did your fathers, nor depart from God to follow in their ways, for with complaints instead of praise. And what follows, 254, only 4 and 5. The prophet Zechariah, the person of the prophet, the time of the prophet, the exhortation of the prophet, and now fourthly, the question of the prophet. Then our text words, they speak of fathers, also of the past, can be the danger for our youth, that we sometimes idolize the old times too much. It is true. There have been richer times in the church. Oh, in former days, people of God, that could tell so clearly not only the foundation, but how it has been further built, the further leadings. Oh, a tender and a close life, but in the olden days, there was also much amiss. And then it is important, oh, may we be given to beg for a richer time in the serious and solemn time that we live. Monday, elections have taken place. And where is the acknowledgement from our leaders of sin? Even an acknowledgement that there is a God that reigns over everything. Where is their acknowledgement of sin, of guilt, and a calling to repentance concerning the children of Judah before they went into captivity? Then the Lord is still given that God-fearing Josiah. Oh, he was converted young, a great reformation. The judgments were yet stayed. They would come, but they were stayed. And after he was taken away at a young age, then the remaining kings, they did not fear the Lord. And soon the judgments have come. May the Lord use the solemn times that we and our children may be given to seek a hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. Lord is still calling. Christ is called to Jerusalem in Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, killest them that are sent unto thee. How often I would have gathered thee as a hen or chickens under her wings, but ye would not. We may receive that place. We've heard it from the Confession of Faith, Article 21, the satisfaction of Christ. He has paid the price. When we may receive that place, Christ has purchased this people for body and for soul. Thus, it is important also for our youth, for all of us. We can become so discouraged. Sometimes maybe not so much courage to continue, but then we may still point you to the Lord of hosts. He is still the same. He is still gathering a church. And for poor and needy sinners, we never read in the Bible that he has sent one away Then we read in verse 5, your fathers, where are they? In the grave, in eternity. What a solemn question. Former generations, where are they? Have all went away of flesh. Hebrews 9 verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment, we are all in the list congregation. We must appear before our Maker. And that in the context, verse 3, turn thou unto me, and also concerning what the fathers have done. Your fathers, where are they? The prophets have warned, cried, begged, wept. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Oh, how discouraged that prophet became when that people did not hearken, did not listen, even said, speak unto us smooth things. Or in Jeremiah 7 verse 4, the temple of the Lord, temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these, resting, that they were a privileged and chosen people. But your fathers that have not repented, where are they? Babylon, many of them have been buried in Babylon. Thus, before encouragements, then that people was reproved, and that people was questioned, and further, and the prophets, do they live forever? Children of Judah, many times have not appreciated the prophets, many times persecuted, rejected. But then Zechariah said to that people, and that was the remnant that has returned, appreciate the prophets more, because they do not live forever. We could broaden it out. Fathers and mothers, all young people, appreciate that you may have a father and mother who love you and that warn you, and to that end, not let you do everything that shall ruin your soul. The prophets, do they live forever? And then further, but my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? Thus Zacharias is given to speak of the message that the prophets have prophesied in former generations. Did they not take hold of your fathers? Does not mean that it had the desired effect. Then we may ask one another, does it now take hold of us? The Word of God, has it saturated our heart and our life? Have there been times in God's house that Word has so taken hold of us that the whole week it re-echoed? It was a living Word. It was a powerful Word, a Word that brought us on our knees. Take hold. Then we could speak of the blessings of the Lord, that they have taken hold of us. Romans 2 verse 4. or despisest thou the wretches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance, judgments, and afflictions. When the Lord sends sickness, when he speaks over the whole earth, has it now taken hold of us? When the Lord has taken beloved ones away by the hand of death, has it taken hold of us? Ah, for that former generations, they have stopped their ears, refused to listen, refused to repent, have kept their idols, despised the prophets. Oh, I read in the book of Chronicles that solemn word, 2 Chronicles 36:16, that they despised his word, misused the prophets, until that the wrath of the Lord rose up against them, till there was no remedy. Oh, when the prophet Zechariah is given to say, all return captives, that word is taken hold of your fathers in the fulfillment of that word, because there has come a time that Nebuchadnezzar, that he has come, that half hour of stillness has come to the end. The Lord has sent his judgments, and then that word is taken hold of them, that word has been fulfilled, and then they were taken to Babylon, to captivity. Did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. In those words we hear a certain bowing, a certain justifying of the Lord, that the Lord is righteous in all his ways. The Lord has sent his prophets. He has lovingly invited, he has warned, he has called to repent, and they have refused. But now the Lord has done according as he has spoken, and then there is a certain bowing. Thus do you hear, congregation, before those night visions. We would think for that people so distressed, so full of anxiety, that the prophet would have immediately begun with those night visions to encourage that distressed people. But first, in a covering message, and that is necessary for us and our children. The Lord, that people distressed, given to acknowledge that the Lord has fulfilled his word, that the Lord is just, that he is righteous. But then for that distressed people that were so exercised and concerned with the building of the second temple, the Lord shall not forsake his people. Then he shall encourage the discouraged, comfort the comfortless, and to that end it is written for our instruction. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these signs happened unto them of foreign samples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then in this evening hour we have heard a message to a distressed people, whom upon thy command in the way of obedience have begun to rebuild the temple. They were filled with so much fear and with so much anxiety. And, Lord, And then also in our times, in these solemn times, what a cares and what a fears, what an anxiety concerning what lies before us. But, Lord, thou shalt continue to gather a church. And now also an uncovering message is necessary for us to be given to repent and to cry mightily unto thee, Ach, Lord. Wilt thou pour out thy spirit upon young and old? May many lively stones be added to that spiritual temple. And where thou hast begun, wilt thou continue that work. Lord, gather us together with the youth, that we may sing out of thy word for a little while. Bring us safely to our homes. Remember the school board when they still hope to meet. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 205, the stanzas 2, 3, 11, and 13. Remember thy inheritance, thy church redeemed by grace. Remember Zion's mount profaned, thy ancient dwelling place, and what follows. 205, 2, 3, 11, and 13. Thank you. pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.